From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. We begin with a band from Brooklyn that knows just how to shake up the ordinary. They call themselves TV on the Radio, and the name's fitting since some of these musicians are also visual artists. The first cut on their new CD is a good example of how they take an unusual, almost annoying rhythm at times and turn it into a great, lovable beat. This song's called I Was a Lover, and this is TV on the Radio. With their rich textures, soulful singing, you can tell why David Bowie wanted to contribute to their music. He sings on one song on this new CD, that's TV on the Radio, and the CD is called Return to Cookie Mountain. Our next CD is titled Dreamt for Light Years in the Belly of a Mountain by Sparkle Horse. Sparkle Horse is the music of Mark Linkus. He's been recording as Sparkle Horse since the mid-90s. This record's been a long, patient wait for fans of Linkus. It's been almost 5 years since his last release. Health problems continue to slow him down since an overdose of alcohol, Valium, and antidepressants nearly killed him years ago. Mark Linkus recently moved his studios to a remote mountaintop in North Carolina, and on this CD is a song called Knives of Summertime. Dreamt for Light Years in the Belly of a Mountain is the CD title by Sparkle Horse. That record comes out on the 25th of September. Dirty on Purpose is another band from Brooklyn, New York. They have a debut album out that has some decent songs, but it was a horn arrangement on this opening track that I fell in love with. From the CD Hallelujah Sirens, listen to this song called No Radio. Dirty on Purpose is the band. The CD is called Hallelujah Sirens, and that song is called No Radio. Stephen Bernstein's a trumpeter I've been following for years. I can always expect something fun from Bernstein. For example, his arrangements with John Lurie's Lounge Lizards were always challenging, but they often made me laugh. His performances with the Sex Mob are a trip. One minute he could be playing a whacked-out version of a James Bond theme, and the next minute he'd be tackling Duke Ellington's music. Bernstein has three new CDs out. There's a new Sex Mob CD. He's on a record called Baby Loves Jazz, a jazz CD for kids. And there's the Millennial Territory Orchestra. Trumpeter Stephen Bernstein was inspired to make this record after spending hours and hours listening to old 78s from the 20s and 30s while preparing the soundtrack to Robert Altman's film Kansas City. With that in mind, give a listen to Boy in the Boat.
Thank you.
Stephen Bernstein's Millennial Territory Orchestra and a tune, I think it's from the 1920s, called Boy in the Boat. It's called The Last Man Standing, a bold title, but then it's Jerry Lee Lewis. With the exception of Little Richard, no one plays piano like Jerry Lee Lewis. His style of boogie-woogie and frenetic performances are the reason why people like John Fogerty, Bruce Springsteen, Ringo Starr, Kid Rock, and Jimmy Page all decided to join Jerry Lee Lewis on his new CD. Listen to Jimmy Page have it out with Jerry Lee on this Led Zeppelin tune, Rock and Roll.
What is rock and roll? Well, it's been a long time since I rocked and rolled. Been a long time since I did this roll. Let me get you back, let me get you back, let me get you back. Baby, where I come from. Been a long time, baby, a long time. A long, 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 long time. Well, it's been a long time since the book of love. Can't count the tears of life with no love. Carry me back, carry me back, carry me back to Louisiana.
Jerry Lee Lewis, one of the original bad boys of rock and roll with Jimmy Page there. Jerry Lee turned 71 years old at the end of September. The CD's called Last Man Standing. Bobby Bear Jr. and his band, the Young Criminal Starvation League, have put together a fine record. The CD's called The Longest Meow. Bobby Bear Jr. grew up in a house steeped in country music. His dad was a famous country singer. His neighbors were George Jones and Tammy Wynette. Despite his country education, his own music is inspired by all sorts of music. Sometimes it's psychedelic, sometimes pop. And like this tune, some good original rock and roll with wonderful lyrics. This tune's called The Heart Bionic.
Thought I was already dead. So they gave me a heart that is bionic. Now all my love is supersonic. I really thought you would be hard to forget. My heart with microscopic jets. They say I can make love 3,000 times a day. So sister, you better get out of my way. Thank you. secret blood. And all you were was all I was. Now I got electric.
Bobby Bear Jr. His really wonderful new CD is called The Longest Meow. His band is called The Young Criminals Starvation League. Yola Tango is a rock trio that's been making great rock music on a small scale since the mid-1980s. Ira Kaplan, the singer and guitarist in the band, is a big New York Mets fan, and that's how the band got its name. The story goes something like this. In 1962, Mets center fielder Richie Ashburn kept crashing into second baseman Elio Chacon, both chasing pop flies. This despite the fact that Ashburn would yell, "I've got it, I've got it." What Ashburn didn't understand is that the Venezuelan second baseman didn't understand English. So Ashburn started yelling, "Yola tengo, yola tengo," which in Spanish means "I've got it." Problem solved. And then one day on a fly ball yelling "yola tengo," he saw the second baseman back off. Richie Ashburn relaxed and waited for the catch, only to get creamed by the huge left fielder Frank Thomas. Thomas understood not a word of Spanish. So what does a band from Hoboken, New Jersey, with a love of baseball sound like? Well, if you missed the last 20 years of Yola Tango, listen to the new one for sure. It's got one of the great titles. It's called "I'm Not Afraid of You and I Will Beat Your Ass." I'm Bob Boylan, along with our producer, Robin Hilton. Terry Knight's our engineer. From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.